Good morning, this is Marco with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, August 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EVOT prices were December corn up a penny and three quarters, 324 and three quarters, September wheat up 4 cents at 495, and November being steady, 873 and a half, 873 and a quarter. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China overnight. I think the big story is the winds that hit Iowa and Illinois, 70 to 100 mile an hour winds. I'm on the 38th floor of my building. We have a balcony. And to watch these winds go through, it almost lifted my three burner barbecue off. We had it battened down with bungee cord, and I'm telling you, it was close. We have a 5 foot plant, weighs about better part of 60, 70 pounds. And it actually lifted up off the patio and then settled back down. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I can't help but believe, when I've seen a couple of pictures so far of some of the damage out there, are these crops going to be able to pick themselves back up again? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, all eyes are on the report tomorrow with the increased production expected of beans and corn. Corn, 150 million more bushels of corn, 100 million more bushels of beans. Crop ratings last night showed the corn down one, beans up one. That's pretty much what it was. Wheat harvest is 90% complete versus 93. Spring wheat took a bit of a hit, down 4 percentage points at 69%. Good to excellent. We've only got 15% of the wheat harvested versus 25 on average. So I think that kind of prompted all the wheat contracts out here a little bit overnight. Obviously, we've got the reports tomorrow. Then we have the Chinese meeting on Saturday. So it's going to be an interesting week. Side note, we've got the silver down $228 an ounce, gold down $86 an ounce, crude oil is up $74 an ounce, bonds are down a full point and a half here, the dollar is down 14 ticks, so there's a little bit more volatility here today all across the board. Gold made a key reversal on Friday. We had a higher trade yesterday, kind of a, let's check it out, it was an inside day yesterday and then the big down day today. So it certainly looks like this major move in the gold is certainly due for a setback, and the historical highs might be in. Everybody's talking about 2,500, 3,000 an ounce gold. I'm not sure if we'll get that. But overall, we're just going to be waiting for the reports. I think we'll see a little bit of undertoning of strength here, except maybe beans, them being in such good condition. We'll have to see what kind of wind damage is out there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.